An Oklahoma City police encounter is getting new attention. The Oklahoma connection to the wildfire devastation in California. And help is available if you're looking to get fit in 2025. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, January 8th. I'm Deborah Shar. A national civil rights lawyer is taking up the case of an elderly man who was injured during an altercation with an Oklahoma City police officer. KGOU's Hannah France reports a federal lawsuit is in the works.
Attorney Devin M. Jacob is representing Lick Vu, who was hospitalized for several injuries, including a neck fracture and a brain bleed, after being thrown to the ground by Oklahoma City Police Officer Joseph Gibson in October of last year. Oklahoma County District Attorney Vicki Behenna filed a felony aggravated assault and battery charge against Gibson, but Attorney General Gentner Drummond dismissed that charge in late December. Now, according to KOCO, Jacob is planning to file a federal lawsuit. According to his website, Jacob is a former police officer turned civil rights attorney who specializes in law enforcement, corrections, and prosecutorial misconduct. In the past, he has represented the family of George Floyd and is currently representing Miami Dolphins player Tyreek Hill. I'm Hannah France.
The raging wildfires near Los Angeles destroyed the former home of Oklahoma native Will Rogers. Officials with the Oklahoma Historical Society say fire scorched about 186 acres of land in the Will Rogers State Historic Park, including the home. Rogers is Cherokee and was born in Oklahoma's Indian Territory in 1879. He became Hollywood's most popular and highest-paid actor in the 1930s. The Rogers family donated the ranch in 1944 to the state of California to act as a living museum to Will Rogers. His legacy does live on in Oklahoma at the Will Rogers Memorial Museum in Claremore. The museum has the world's largest collection of Will Rogers memorabilia and his entire collection of writings. Oklahoma has set a date for its first execution of 2025. Sierra Pfeiffer reports confessed murderer Wendell Arden Grissom is scheduled to receive a lethal injection on March 20th.
56-year-old Wendell Grissom was charged with murdering a woman during a home invasion in 2005. The victim, Amber Matthews, was killed in Blaine County after being shot twice in the head. Grissom was convicted at trial of first-degree murder, shooting with intent to kill, grand larceny, and possession of a firearm after a felony conviction. A clemency hearing for Grissom is tentatively set for February 5th. His attorneys are expected to present evidence that brain damage prevents him from controlling impulses and explosive behaviors. Grissom could also waive his hearing altogether. In 2024, Oklahoma executed 4 people. Only Texas and Alabama put more to death. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Committing to healthy eating and getting active are popular New Year's resolutions, but it can be tough to know where to start. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has details on a free program in Oklahoma that can help set your wellness journey in motion.
The Oklahoma City County Health Department's Total Wellness Program is accepting adult participants for its in-person classes across the metro. There, Oklahomans can learn about the basics of good nutrition, the importance of physical activity, and strategies for long-term weight control over one-hour sessions, which are taught by registered dietitians and health promotion specialists. Officials say Oklahoma County residents lost over 3,700 pounds collectively last year through the program, and also saw improvements in blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol levels. The health department is also offering an in-person class in Spanish and an online course. Registration is available on the department's website. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.